This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show 907 on Hump Day.
I just remembered something.
Ooh. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Dribble. D-R-I-B-B-L-E. Dribble. Text dribble to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Dribble is this hour's code word, 72881. Okay, what did you remember?
I forgot that you'd sent me some audio of your boys' band, Dirty Laundry.
Speech therapy.
Ah!
Right. They were going to be Laundry Day.
Right.
Right.
Speech therapy is still it.
Yeah, well, so far, yes.
They're good.
Yeah, it's funny. It's
so
just
is that
funny.
Him,
to...
he's singing and playing guitar.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a front man.
He is.
Yeah, right. He's a front man.
It's crazy. And it's funny, too, because he's just like, he just glows when he's saying he's so into it and he's just like so happy to have his little gang. You know how bands are. Like, it's so cool and they talk about making it and what are they going to do. And it's fun. It's awesome. I'm jealous, even. Like, I remember those days. Freaking great. I'm so happy.
So he's totally into it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He loves it.
And are they're just doing covers right now, or they're
got working
their own
on
songs?
Some originals, but they're, they do a bunch of covers. They're just, you know, they're getting it together. They're learning.
Wow.
And it's so nice. It's like the greatest thing because, you know, for years he's been playing guitar in his room, playing piano, and he's so into music and doing that awful EDM
techno
stuff that he
right.
was doing. And the thing about being in a band is it shoots your chops way up because you can't, there's no stopping. There's a drummer going and you have to keep going. And it just helps you it loosens you up in a way. Like you just are you're easier through the whole thing. And he's just, I mean, just the couple months he's been in that band, it's been amazing.
Wow.
Thank you for asking about it. I always tell him that you're always looking for an update and. You know,
well, the little clip I got, I was like, he's so rad.
So exciting.
I can't believe it.
I know. They're rocking. They're great. I mean,
huh.
They're having fun.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hey, guys. It's officially been 1 year since the North Bay fires as of yesterday.
Oh,
can I get a shout out to all the brave first responders who helped us through that time? And who continue to put their lives on the line to keep us safe.
You sure can.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You for everything.
And this is
you
the
heroes.
This is fire season. We're in it. That wind, that dry wind is one of the problems. The one we've been, you know, the one
yes.
that blew all the leaves in my garage the other day.
It can actually do more harm than leaves.
Right. 408 says, I love when Scott is on.
He was crazy today.
When he is on, I learned so many new things. Shaving your Middle East. I still don't get it, though.
Really?
Yeah, what does he mean?
I don't know. I'm just going to let you think on it all day.
Naked clubs with watches that you swipe for opening lockers?
I know. God, it does sound so future, doesn't it?
It's always a learning fest for me for me and my sheltered life.
Oh, he really is. It actually scares me what he does in his life. I'm like, oh, God. It's like sounds like the last place on earth I would ever want to be. At midnight on a Tuesday night. Oh, my God. Get me out of here. What am I doing here?
I used to, when I lived out in OB, and this was when we first met Scott, and he would tell us these stories. And I just used to think, I'm getting on my little futon in my little apartment in OB across from the Walgreens. And I would think, God, what is going on out there tonight, out there in the city, as I lay here in my,
crazy
little,
stuff.
My little corner.
Right.
On Point Lobos.
I still, when I drive down there, I look at your apartment.
Oh, I see it every time. I see
so
it
funny.
All the time.
Yep. That's a great little spot.
It was. Well.
If you like fog.
I like the area being across from the Walgreens directly was not
And the fire
good.
Station too. Yeah. I mean, that was
well, that wasn't there right at first.
Oh.
They hadn't moved into it yet. I didn't know that was there.
Until it started waking Til you up
after
every night.
You're right. 510. I'm running the Maui Marathon on Sunday, and I'm using a product called Squirrel Nut Butter for chafing. Yeah, he's...
Well, Squirrel Nut Butter.
I don't know what Scott's talking...
He just likes shaving.
He just likes shaving. You don't need to shave. There's plenty. There's all kinds of stuff you can rub on yourself to eliminate the...
Squirrel Nut Butter.
The issues. Sounds like Scott was at Steamworks in Berkeley.
No, he was here in the city.
Oh, okay.
Because I wondered that too, because I know they were in Alameda, and then I was like, was that in Alameda or in the East Bay? No, it was in San Francisco. I said that on the air. He called it San Francisco.
Oh. Scott should invite Holman to that bar.
Oh, Holman.
Holman.
We could do a report from there. Speaking of reports from Hooman.
Uh-oh.
What about that? What about his red carpet stuff?
Yeah, where is that? How did that get
Did you hear
passed?
Some of that yesterday?
I heard some of it and was like, do not edit that. Do
Rami
not
Malek.
Go in there.
Put that first, bro.
Woo! Where is it?
Well, we're debating on whether or not to air that. Because the thing is, the movie doesn't come out until November 2nd.
That's
true. Okay.
And so we want to promote the movie. We want to promote...
Well, it's too late now. You're leaving on vacation for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I
Let's
guess we'll hear
wait.
It when we
not
get back. Which is a lot closer.
Too late.
Oh, so do you want to play some of that for us right now?
Give us a little taste.
No taste.
Yeah, give us the that one piece
too
that
late.
I heard.
No tasting without buying.
Let's hear the intros that he was cutting for.
No, let's
hear
not.
Give me a couple seconds
they're
here.
They're perfect.
Yeah, let's hear a little of this.
He's busy.
Here we go.
Go
so,
back to the other
Hooman
room.
Went to the red carpet premiere of Bohemian Rhapsody, and the three of the guys who were in the band... play the guys in the band in Queen walked the red carpet. I guess it was really awkward and kind of a weird setup. Okay, let's hear it.
So I'm loading it right now.
Oh, okay.
Just give me 2 seconds.
Give me a little setup.
So I don't think I'm ready to air the entire thing yet because I didn't realize where
it's just a taste.
Yeah, so I'll give you a taste as soon as it loads up. I'll play the very end of the first interview.
Okay.
And how he sets up the interview.
And then he says for you to flip it to the front.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Well, it's about to happen.
Just okay, great.
Just give me 2 seconds. So here it is.
One.
Here it is.
Two.
All right.
That's Rami Malek.
Why does that guy sound like Thurston Howell III?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Right, Robbie.
I'll continue. Here's the end of it.
Put all three of them in the front. What's up, Rami?
I think I want to leave it at the end, actually.
No!
Oh,
don't!
Yeah, it's better at the end.
I like it at the end.
Don't put it at the front.
Nobody's going to know who I'm talking to.
We'll just say.
The red carpet was short, and they had, like, two tiers, so they walked him down the first time, and then they walked him back again.
Oh.
So I was...
A double lap.
And I wasn't sure when I'd get him... But all of a sudden, he's in front of me, and I didn't do the setup. So if you could do what I asked in the audio, that would be really great.
I will for the podcast, but when we play it back on the air,
yeah,
we'll
we're
definitely
need
leave
to.
It in
yeah.
the
yeah.
order
yeah.
it's done.
Hear
it
how
way.
Funny it is.
So at some point, this will be a podcast, so you can listen to the entire interview isolated on RadioAlice.com.
Boom.
And we'll definitely play that before the movie comes
so
out, just to promote it again.
So weird that he's got that Thurston Howell accent.
He sounds stoned, actually.
408 says, do Scott and Edson have an open marriage?
I don't know. I don't even ask anymore.
Yes, the answer is yes.
No, they don't. He didn't do anything.
415 says, ha ha, I know the place that Scott was at last night. I almost went there myself.
Oh, you could have been with a star. Scott Capurro. He's a star. He's a star to me.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I watched Mrs. Doubtfire just last night.
Oh.
Hi, Scott.
He's great in that. For all 30 seconds he's in it.
I work at Google and love you guys. Also, I used to work on the Google Plus team.
Oh.
Hashtag rest in peace.
Oh. There's a whole team, Google Plus team.
Vin, no. $6.
We were talking in the other.
Just watch it. Circle the drain.
Yeah, we were actually talking about buying some now.
The Snapchat?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Buy a little Snapchat. It's so cheap. And everyone does use it. All the kids, they just have to find a way for it to make money, and they'll be all set. So
it's a third the price of what you bought it for.
Maybe we'll buy it. It's less than that. Maybe we'll buy it when it hits $5.
All right.
$5? You mean you actually think it's going to drop farther than $6?
Yes.
I bought it at like $21.
I know. I'm aware. I've been following the saga. I think $5 is a good price.
$5.50. Let's do
$5.50. All right. $5.50.
Well, it's $6.75 right now, so you're almost there. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. let's see here. That butt painting, you got to have someone do that for you, right?
Yeah.
You're not doing that yourself, right?
It would be hard to do that yourself. Well, yes, it would be hard.
Hey, Holman.
Holman. Dooman.
Yeah.
Instead of dressing up as your old boring pirate or prince, how about you dress up as a shepherd for Halloween?
Oh, a shepherd.
That's all right. I mean, it's not a really elaborate costume.
Yeah,
and there's no sword.
You get a staff. What are those hooks called?
Yeah. Dude, you're armed with prayer.
You are armed with prayer.
You have a Bible, right? And we'll be your flock.
Will you?
Won't we? Aren't we always?
No, please. You guys are rebellious flock.
What was that hook called? There's a name for that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like a shepherd's hook?
It's the cane to get people off the stage.
Oh.
I thought he used that to, like, you know, wrangle his sheep by the neck.
Yeah, I think it's a sheep thing.
It's a sheep necker.
I think it's trip the sheep. You know, he hooks their legs.
408 says, Vinny, did you see Jonathan Cain's daughter was a contestant on last night's The Voice?
You did see this.
Steph?
I saw the news story, but I didn't watch The Voice. I actually had to watch...
Sox Yankees?
Well, I watched My Little Pony, which is also now they turned into humans somehow.
Oh. And it's live action?
And they're rock stars. No, they're not humans. They're just not ponies, but it's a cartoon. And they're in Battle of the Bands, something.
Oh, my God. It sounds great.
It's awful. It's so bad. It's really, really bad. So I watched that, and then I switched over to the Sox. But I did hear Jonathan Cain's daughter was on The Voice. And she didn't get, they didn't.
No, they didn't put it through. Heartbreaking.
I have the name of the hook. It's called the Shepherd's Crook.
Crook. Okay.
It's used to manage the sheep sometimes and also to keep their balance.
Mm.
Tough terrain.
On those, well, they're wearing slippers.
Whack wolves.
Right, Holman?
Yeah, but it's weird that crook is now the word for someone who's dishonest or a criminal, and now I'm looking up the origins of that word.
I just want to make sure. Am I correct? Do they wear slippers? They do, right?
Slippers? You mean sandals?
Yeah, sandals, not slippers. Yeah,
it's the same thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
408 says Devo. I was a kid, but I still remember seeing them on SNL in their yellow jumpsuits singing "Satisfaction" and thinking, "Wow." Yeah, they did that cover, and actually they asked Mick Jagger if they could do it, and when he heard it, he was like, mm-hmm, yeah, I like it. I love those guys. They were so my music history was first, I was a little boy, and I loved Kiss, because they were kind of scary to a kid. I mean, a real little kid.
Sure.
And then Devo was my next big thing, and they scared the out of me with their... De-evol- like we're all going to turn back into monkeys. That was their whole de-evolution thing. Then they did these creepy videos about potatoes and I loved it, and I was so scared of it, like at the same time it was that started
things that made
it.
You go, whoa.
Yeah, my attraction to the dark side
started with Devo. Well, started with Kiss,
right? This is Vin and Bryn, would you please take what is left of Hooman's man card away from him? His YouTube music choices are not great.
What? YouTube?
He listens to the...
Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman
I
soundtrack.
I like that song. Can you play it?
No, don't play it.
What's it called?
Never Enough.
Oh, good job.
Never.
Okay, I feel like we've covered it.
Are we?
We've covered it now.
Oh, my God, Vinny, you just nailed it. My wife tells me to stop breathing all the time. Like it is the end of the world. Well, loud breathing. You know, Holman does that
for
sure.
It's annoying. It's aggravating.
I love your show and you get along so well and can joke around. I really miss doing that with my friends. Just the guys are doing a great job. Oh, just that you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, wow. Just like positive feedback for no reason. Thank you. Thanks.
Oh my God, I've been listening to you guys for years. I knew you guys were kidding around. I know Sarah probably pulled a little more drama into it than needed.
As
people
usual.
Just need to suck it up, Buttercup. They were kidding. Yeah, we got...
Got some crap for the rear
well,
naked
Well, I mainly got
choke.
The crap.
Yeah,
sorry about
you
that.
Weren't listening to me. I was in pain.
Oh my
jerk.
God, you shouldn't be able to talk if you were in choke now.
I got the... I figured out why the crook is not only... the shepherd staff, but
also
a criminal.
Why?
Because a crook is bent.
Yes.
That idea of becoming bent, like out of shape, twisted, turned.
Crooked.
Mm. So you're no longer walking that straight path.
You're a crook.
You're bent.
Mm. Oh.
So now you're a crook.
Well, thank God we cleared that up.
Nice resource.
What book was Vinny just you're talking welcome. About? It's the Cormorant Strike books.
Yes.
They're
oh my
excellent.
God, they're so good. Cormorant Strike, they're by J.K. Rowling, but she did them under a pen name, Robert Galbraith.
You'd think she'd drop that now that we all know.
I know.
I finished Lethal White last night. So good. Love your book recommendations.
I love yours. People email me all the time. I found so many good series and lots of good sci-fi through just people writing in and tipping me off. I print them and save them on my desk, and whenever I need a new setup, I look through them. Go, oh, this one sounds good.
415 says, Mark Furman was a famous detective. That doesn't count.
That's funny.
415. That doesn't count.
Yeah. Sherlock Holmes was a famous one. Well, I guess all
I know,
the ones that have books,
books
written
we're
about
reading
him.
Are modern day books where this detective is famous.
Yeah. Well, he's solved such high profile. The Lula Landry case. And the Shacklewell Ripper.
Miami was great. Was there for 4 days. Not one bad meal. Delicious.
Oh.
As foodie cities go, I guess.
Food. Yeah, Miami was high on the list, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Good morning, radio family. Was listening to yesterday's podcast and was super excited for Sarah to see Waitress musical. I saw it on Broadway and it was magical.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sarah Bareilles wrote every song. And fun fact, it's the first ever Broadway show where the entire production was written, directed, and produced all by women.
That is a fun fact. Waitress. Nice. I'm really looking forward to it. We're doing a whole, keep listening because we have tickets for this Alice screening of it. I guess screening is the wrong staging of it. There's a special little Alice VIP section and we'll put a bunch of listeners together. And I'm sorry I'm not going to that one. It would be fun to watch it with a bunch of Alice listeners.
650 says, thank you for the lightness you bring. I hurt and you made me smile. Thank you guys.
Sorry that you hurt.
Well, happens to everybody.
Yep. Into each life, a little rain must fall.
Yep.
This too shall pass.
You guys know how to interview guests. Hooman with his movie reviews, sharing your personal lives with us. Listen, you guys may go overboard with your jokes at times, but it's all fun and laughs. That's why the Bay Area loves being part of Radio Alice family.
Aww.
So relax and continue to do what you guys do best. Happy hump day.
Yeah,
more texts
really
like that.
Positive, nice people out there.
Learn
right
from
now.
That, texters.
Yeah, texters. You bunch of jerks. Send us more positive stuff.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
The weirdest and uncomfortable feeling is caused by you, Hooman, and your ongoing spiteful behavior. Not just the John thing. It's been ongoing for a while because S&V keep kowtowing to you and your behavior just keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
You want more like that, too?
No. All that right. guy didn't hear my comment to the last... That guy's not paying attention.
Yeah, out of line.
People are way too sensitive about that picture with Sarah and Bryn. It was silly and hilarious. Everyone needs to get their panties out of a bunch. Love from Chico.
Chico! On that note, let's wrap this thing up. We'll be back in a sec.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Of course, the happiest part of it is that Survivor's on tonight.
True. I'm excited and looking forward to it.
Very much. Yuzette, if you're listening, feel better. Come back. Please come back to us. We lose Brynn as of tomorrow. It's just going to be me, you, and Hooman tomorrow if Yuzette doesn't come back.
Well, but if she brings sickness to us,
all
of our weekends are ruined.
That's true. We don't want that.
So we'll figure it out. And yes. Holman is great.
Oh, my God. Holman is the best. It all together.
We'll
if it wasn't for him, where would we be?
I don't know.
Back to the first year of our show, I guess. Hey, everyone. Have a great day. Thanks again, Scott Capurro. Don't forget he's at the Hot Monk in Novato on Saturday night. And we will see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you. Have a good one. Alice
at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.